On our program today, we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater. The next production is Seussical coming up, and Janae's really tired of talking about it. She's did the last few times you've been here. Got to do that. One of the directors.
Hello.
Let's go other directors. We got Christopher Levi over here.
Hello. They've given me a sticker that tells me I'm director number two.
Director number two and Amy Oakley Runyon.
That's right.
This is going to be your first time directing here, right?
My very first time.
Yeah? Excited?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes? No? Nervous?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I'm working with two very experienced directors, so
well,
I'm not nervous.
You've been here watching these productions before, so you know what's going on.
You know, Ingrid's been in, my daughter's been in about almost two dozen productions, and so I've been a stage mom for that many productions, and so I have picked up a thing or two, so I'm not completely green.
Yeah, but
so
thing one and thing two.
It's kind of like being a stage mom anyway, being a director, isn't it, for community theater?
Yes.
Yeah, is it? Okay, we're ready.
It can be.
Let's talk a little bit about it. Seussical is coming up. That is the production. It's a show, and I'm looking at the information coming out about it. This is like way more than just a theater production show. This
way
is
more.
Way more. Yeah. Who wants to kind of run down some of the things that are going on with it?
You want me to start?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm staring at Amy right now.
Okay, so we are, well, you've heard of dinner theater, and Boone Community Theater does dinner theater from time to time. Well, this is like dinner theater, but it's birthday party theater, and it's for the whole family. It's for kids and parents and grandparents, and we are celebrating three birthdays. First one is Boone Community Theater is turning 50 this year.
All right.
Woo-hoo! Founded in 1975.
Yeah.
And the next one is Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss's birthday falls during the run of our show.
All right.
And then the third one is 160 years ago this year, the town of Boone, Iowa was platted. It was originally platted as the town of Montana.
Yep.
So we are calling this the Seussical Musical Boonsical Triple Birthday Bash.
Whoa.
But we're not calling it that very often because it takes so long.
I can understand. People could get hurt saying that. I would have to practice that several times. Anyway, the birthday bash is going to be done. Are you having an event before every show, every production?
Yes,
every show. So
an hour before
showtime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're having the birthday party, and it'll resume during intermission.
Yep.
Okay. And the birthday party will have Dr. Seuss themed everything. Dr. Seuss themed decorations and concessions and carnival games with lots of themed prizes. We brought some of them here that you can see. And
you can't see it, actually.
Squishy toys. Well, hold them up to the microphone. It's theater of the mind
here. Dr. Seuss plushies. There's like other balls and stuff, all sorts of stuff.
All kinds.
So we're talking,
things.
Bring the kids.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes.
They're
going to
love it.
We'll have characters in costume that you can take pictures with. Mm-hmm. We're going to have raffles.
The photo booth, yep.
And last but not least, a fabulous production of
Seussical.
Yes.
With a cast of many, many, many. I'm going with many.
24.
Yep. Wow.
So about an hour and 15 minutes is the production run time, but there'll be 20-minute intermission in the middle of it. Too.
Sure.
So easier for kids to sit through.
Got to keep having a birthday party going.
Yes. Yeah. And use the restroom and get concession stands and stuff. But it's really good for kids of all ages to sit through. Yep.
You're pretty confident about that.
I am.
I think
having
everybody's
young kids myself, I am confident that, like, my 2-year-old is going to be having a good time.
So let's talk a little bit about what Seussical is. All I know from Janae saying, hardly anybody speaks, everybody sings and dances.
Yes.
It's
mostly just
there
song,
there is a lot
song,
of singing and dancing. There is some speaking. It's mostly in rhyme.
And it's between the songs most of the time, like, or in a song.
Okay.
So
We jokingly call it an opera.
Yes.
It's a Dr. Seuss opera.
Yes, it is an operetta.
But it is so much fun.
Yes.
Okay, so I know I've read Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, and all those others, but is there, what happens with this, or are you not going to say?
Well, we can tell you a little bit. We can tell you that Seussical is based on more than a dozen Dr. Seuss books.
Yep.
Okay. Draws material from more than a dozen books. And you'll probably pick a lot of them out, the ones that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
are in the show.
Yep.
That make an appearance.
Yes.
And then there are some lesser known Dr. Seuss books.
Yes.
That also make an appearance.
Yep.
And
There's a in the program, there's going to be a list of all the books that make an appearance, so you can like cross it off if you want to as the show goes along. Like,
for those that
want to
follow
that.
Along, yeah.
Yes, exactly. The big Dr. Seuss fans.
We might have
really
a quiz afterwards and say, which ones did we mention?
Yeah, definitely.
Or were part of this production. All right. So as a little bit, again, first of all, I know you were looking for, you know, this is the third production for community theater this season.
Yes.
And it's going to be Seussical. How did you get to Seussical? I mean, how did that, because the board does a lot of the discussion and debate on these.
So I think the genesis is actually Amy thought it'd be a lot of fun to do. It's a big name and it's a lot of fun. And so it was easy to bring that to the production planning committee and everybody loved it.
The other thing was when I thought about all the different roles in Seussical, I could think of multiple people affiliated.
You're looking
with
at it as a director.
Who would be so perfect?
We did not precast.
No, we didn't precast anyone.
But we
knew the
potential.
We knew we had the people there to do it.
Yep.
People that have been showing up and auditioning in that in the past.
And we had
she
a lot of
she was looking
new,
as a director.
We had a lot of new people also come for this show.
Okay.
From Ames, from Des Moines, from like Cedar Falls, like literally
halfway to Fort Dodge.
So many people have come out. So it's been amazing to have a blend of like our regular actors and then also new actors as well.
I know that auditions were okay. Well, we just got done barely with Miss Holmes auditions and getting ready for that. And all of a sudden, because you're one of the trifecta, she was here and she goes, yes, we've already had auditions. And
yeah, it was like 3 weeks apart because the shows are only 6 weeks apart between the last show of Miss Holmes and then the first show of Seussical was only 6 weeks.
So logistically, when you guys were doing Miss Holmes, and I know she talked about this before, but rehearsals were going on almost at the same. You were splitting time.
Yes, I was never home.
Yeah, poor Janae. Yeah. The theater we would either use on off days or we would go over actually to the Salvation Army, opened up their building on Saturdays and stuff to help us.
Yep.
So, yeah, we were always able to find a place to rehearse.
So, and a lot of it just singing?
Luckily.
Tell me the dancing part.
Well, in the beginning, it was just singing. The early rehearsals were like choir practice.
Yeah.
Learning all the music.
Yeah.
And then just as soon as Miss Holmes was out of the theater and we could move in, then we started working on choreography.
Okay. Yep. Which worked out pretty well, actually, for the timing.
Yeah, it did.
And we have the best choreographer in the world.
We do.
Can I introduce our choreographer, Ingrid? Here.
Ingrid, you made him dance.
Hi.
Hi. So, how hard was it to get everybody dancing together? What was it? I mean, you got them. And how did you get to be choreographer?
So when my mom suggested the show, I was wondering, and I talked to someone if I could maybe do choreography, because doing choreography has always been one of my dreams, and they said yes.
Okay,
so
here you go.
My mom and I worked together really hard for a couple of months, and we made these choreography videos for people to practice with so that when we come to rehearsal, everyone can be prepared with the choreography and everyone's doing such a good job at it.
Okay. And Ingrid's doing amazing at teaching them. Seriously, you would never guess that a 12-year-old someone, 11-year-old and 12-year-old, she just turned 12, is the one who came up with all these ideas like for the choreo. It's impressive.
So, and then everybody's been practicing that. Now, you had to make it kind of simple for some of the people. I imagine, I don't know how good Major Mark dances. So.
He's holding his own.
He's
doing great.
Yes, he is.
And the other part is you've got a lot of voices, a lot of voices.
A lot of very good, strong voices.
And we have a big age group here. Like, what is it, five generations?
We have five generations in the show. Well, our youngest is 7 years old.
Yep.
So we've got Gen Alphas and then all the way up to baby boomers.
Yep. So we have lots of different experience in singing and then also the different voices and what their ranges and stuff. It's been fun to learn harmonies and stuff with those people.
So And really, literally, you're just weeks away now from opening. So you feel really good about where you're at, what's going. And I'm thinking size of theater has been very beneficial for this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'm always nervous a month out with the set, but it's coming together and it's looking pretty good. And it'll be a big wide space to perform on the stage.
But ever since like the first table read, I literally get goosebumps at every single rehearsal because how good it sounds and looks. Like, it's crazy how amazing it's coming together and how easily it has come together. At least most of it.
Yeah, we do have some amazing voices in like this production.
Like talent.
Like our lead, Horton the Elephant. One of our other cast members came up to me after an early rehearsal and she was so excited and she said, he's as good as the Broadway recordings.
Well, and that's one thing, too. We've touched on it because of all of the music and everything that's happening. You are using soundtrack. People should know you have the soundtrack. So.
Yes.
And
no live band.
No live band.
That'd be really chaotic.
But the vocals will be live.
Yes.
The vocals will all be live.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that part. Are there other special things we should look at during the show that we should see or... I mean, outside of the fact that all the books are listed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think so. Well, one of the neat things about this production, I counted, and we have, when you add up all the cast members and the directors and the production team and the crew and the volunteers who are helping with the birthday party, we've got more than 50 people involved in this show.
Wow.
It's a huge undertaking, and it's been really neat to see everyone's contributions come together to make this happen.
Yep.
We already mentioned there are five generations. That's another fun thing to look for on stage, from the littlest up to
the littlest.
Up to Yertle the Turtle. He's probably the eldest member of our cast.
I can say that. It's my dad, so I can definitely say that.
Yeah. His is kind of a cameo appearance, but it is so good.
He's always hilarious, but he's a great turtle.
He's a very good turtle.
You never would have. I mean, actually, I would have thought, but like some people would not know that
he can move his neck. He just does the way the neck turtle does.
All right, Oscar, tell me.
Well, he didn't do it in The Odd Couple, but
he did. He did when you were rubbing his back.
Oh yes, he did.
He would do the neck thing.
Yeah, he did.
Trying to get the thing out of his. Yes, he did. He did.
We were talking about all the different casts that we have. One of the cast members we have is someone, I know you were in All Together Now.
And Matilda.
So it's been a little while since we've had you on stage. Will you come over?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Kat Gephardt.
Hi. And they drafted you here? Or?
They did. I'm playing Gertrude in the show. So.
Okay. I'm guessing weren't drafted. I'm guessing you tried for this.
Well,
so you're like, are you coming to auditions? You're coming, right? You're going to come, right?
Yes.
That's one of those. Okay, yes. I've heard that part before.
Yeah. So. Yes. I have a pretty busy life, but I love, you know, being involved in theaters, so it's been really fun.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, how rehearsals for you and stuff? Have you been having a lot of fun? Is it just, is everybody getting excited about this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can honestly say that this group of people are very talented and that they're working hard and everybody is just really really into this show, so they get along. We haven't had any issues with that, and I mean the directors are amazing, the choreographer is amazing. All I mean the costumes are going to be incredible too.
Does she make you dance and everything?
She does make me dance, and I am not that great of a dancer, so I'm glad that...
You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm working hard. I've been looking at the videos, so I'm glad that those are made.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
Yeah. It is very nice.
Before we get to finding out more about tickets and things like that, and all those show dates that you're going to explain to me, tell me a little bit. We've got some regular things happening. You have, for the first time in a while, not having a performance on a Friday, so you have a first Friday
game
night.
Yeah, that's right. This Friday coming, this week, we'll have the game night there. I forget what time it starts.
7 p.m., I think.
I think that's
on
right.
On the 7th.
So board games. We often get people we've never met before, and they come out and play, you know.
Come in, welcome to come and see what we're doing.
You can bring a game. Yeah. You can play. We'll have games there for you, too. But
so
you
if you're hankering for a chess game, I'll bring my chess board.
Yeah. He keeps looking. He keeps looking. Somebody else, one of these days, he'll get somebody will come along to play him.
That's right.
Yep.
And popcorn?
Yep. I'll get the popcorn machine running.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is one of those things, folks, if you just on a Friday night are wondering, what is there downtown, go to over by Community Theater and you'll see. They'll be in there getting ready for game.
You can get a sneak peek at the set.
Yeah.
That will be halfway done.
Halfway. Well, we don't know. I'm thinking you need the space for dancing anyway, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's
but it's going to look awesome.
How is it going to be set up for you? Again, because you've had different layouts for different productions all the time. So what's this one look like?
Kind of reminiscent of Swan Princess.
Okay.
Yep. So,
that direction.
So,
not exactly, but.
So, but one half, really, right. One thing, and seating over on the other side.
Yes, yep. That's long right. Wall okay. For the okay. Stage. Wall. Right. Mm-hmm.
Got to do it. I mean, you need that much space for it, too.
Mm-hmm. And we fill the whole stage with our 24 actors.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
multiple okay. Musical numbers where they're all on stage.
Yep. It's really, it's so fun to listen to all the voices and those songs, too. So
I know, obviously, you have your choreographer for it, and you guys have been practicing, doing all the singing and stuff. Lights, sound, anything else? Who's helping in that area? Do you have people lined up? And
so we have a young lady, Vivian, who is running the sound, and she's there now because there's a lot to get used to, like which songs start when. And my wife, Michelle, she's been here before, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's a light designer, and she'll be running the lights on the board as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's a big area to cover.
Yeah.
Costumes are making stuff from scratch. And
Pamela Webster is doing our costumes. And
yeah,
she's doing
designing great.
And she's also in the show as our sour kangaroo.
Yeah, which she's killing it in both areas.
She is. She channels her inner Aretha Franklin.
But she loves Dr. Seuss. Like, she's done Seuss shows before. Like, I don't know what it was, but not Seussical. But she loves Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
She was here for
And Miss Sherlock Holmes is doing our props.
Yes, Jessica.
Yeah.
My other half. I miss you.
As people have been doing this and getting more and more into it, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. And then our house manager. We're not calling her the house manager this time around. She's the birthday party manager.
Yes. Homie Simmons. Homie.
Yeah, y'all know her.
Oh, yeah. Everyone in Boone knows Homie.
Yep. Oh, yeah. She likes to have a party. Mm-hmm. She's looking forward to this, I'm sure. All right. Let's talk a little bit about, our show dates. We have Thursday the 27th. Party starting at 6.
Yep.
Friday the 28th, party starting at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday the 1st, party at 1. I'm saying party because that's going to be, you got to be there for the party.
You don't want to miss the party.
Saturday evening, party starts at 6.
Yep.
And then we're to Thursday, March 6th, party at 6. Friday, March 7th, party at 6. Saturday the 8th, party at 1 and party at 6.
Yep. So on Saturdays, it's 2 shows, and then Thursdays and Fridays, it's
If I say party starts at 6, then that means show starts an hour late.
At 7,
Roughly there, too.
Yep.
All right, tickets for this, a little bit more.
But you get more. You get more with it, because every ticket is coming with 5 carnival tickets.
Okay.
Oh. That can be used on concessions or games or raffles, any combination of those.
Yep.
And with the games, you win a prize every time you play a game. We have so many prizes. Mm-hmm. So many. And they're all Dr. Seuss themed prizes. And they're fun. We brought some of them today. We have some of our plushies.
Would that be Horton?
Oh, yeah. This is a Horton Squishmallow.
Yes. It's so cute. Adorable. They're really soft, too. They're nice for snuggling. In the nice,
Master
in the cold
of the plush
weather.
Toys there,
yes.
Yes.
I love plushies.
Okay.
So, and then also all the kids that come, and when I say kids, I mean all the way through high school, they also get a free drawstring backpack that they can put all their prizes in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they'll have a place to stash them and not lose them. And there's a coloring table too, and they can stash their crafts in there.
Yep. So it comes with more. Yep. And tickets are already going pretty quickly online. So if you go to our website, you can see the ticket link.
BooneCommunityTheater.org.
Also, Thursdays, kids are half price.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
adults will be 20, kids will be half price, 10.
Correct.
But again, that gives you those 5.
You get the 5 carnival tickets with
carnival
that,
tickets,
yes.
And then all Friday, Saturday performances will all be at 20.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
And we all know, and we've touched on it in the past, musicals do ask a little more.
Well, it's way more expensive to put on the stage.
Yeah,
they're so proud of those musicals.
Yeah. Well, but that's why you get them, and that's why it gets exciting when you get one that everybody's going to have a good time doing.
Yeah, they're so fun to do.
There's so much fun.
Can I say one other thing about the Thursday performances? So they are half off for kids. And because we are, oh, and I should talk about the version of Seussical that we're doing, but we have two 40-minute acts with the intermission in the middle. Mm-hmm. But the show will be over by about 8:45 p.m. So it's not too late, even though it's a school night. So I think that's worth mentioning for kids with parents with kids who want to bring it on Thursday night. And Mike's
looking at me.
Plus, the next day is Friday. And so if the kid's a little tired, it's Friday.
It's fine.
But it was, and Janae had mentioned that before, that Seussical, actually, for everything you're going to do, is a much shorter total production.
Yes.
But with a 1 hour birthday in there and then intermission with birthday, you fill it up. You fill it out.
Yeah, we should tell you a little bit about the version of Seussical that we're doing. There are four versions of Seussical.
Okay.
There's the full version, which would be the Broadway version. There's the TYA version, which stands for Theater for Young Audiences. That's what we're doing. That's a misleading name. I'll talk about that in a minute. There's the junior version and the kids version. Those are ones that kids will typically do at a school or a camp or something like that. Mm-hmm. So the TYA version is not one that is intended for kids to do. It's for actors of all ages. And it's intended for audiences of all ages, which is why the Theater for Young Audiences is misleading. The reason it has that designation is that it's a little bit streamlined. They took out some of the boring parts of the full version to make it easier for kids to sit through. It's no less entertaining for adults, I promise.
Yeah.
it's constant. So younger kids could easily follow along.
Yeah.
Might even join you on stage.
Right?
You never know.
They might try.
They might try.
I'll get security.
Yeah. One other thing I did want to ask about, because as people come into the theater, right on the main entryway when you come in the door, you have your Buy a Brick program.
Yes.
It's an opportunity to support community theater in Boone. Mm-hmm. Rather than just buying a ticket, too. You can help support it with a brick.
Yep. Yes, indeed. So the whatever the person wants to be engraved on it, I think the 2x4 bricks, little marble bricks or whatever, are 100, and I think the 4x4s are
4x8s and 8x8s.
That's what I said. 4x8s and 8x8s. That's exactly what I said.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's, so anyway, 100 and 300, and it's just a chance to support us because we need it and get recognition for that.
Yeah, you can put a business on there, you can do it in memory of somebody, you can put, you know, your name on, you know, you can put whatever you want.
Dedicate it to someone.
Yeah, dedicate it to somebody. Yeah. So it's a really cool way, and it's going to stay up forever. It's not just for this one show.
Oh, I think Ingrid wants to say something.
The bricks are the best thing in the whole wide world.
Wow. You heard it here, folks.
They are very, very pretty. They're
gorgeous.
Beautiful. You've got a few. So, I know there are a few up there so people can see what they look like.
So you can fill a form out. There's a form, and you can give it to the box office person when you
can come. Also get an online form, too.
Yes, you can do it online and mail a check in.
BooneCommunityTheater.org.
Yep. So if you come to the show, you can do that way or online. Yep.
So Ingrid got surprised with a brick for her birthday.
Did she?
Yes. Yeah, and we put a quote on it from Matilda, which was the first show she ever did with BCT. Mm-hmm. And the quote was, even if you're little, you can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
I loved it.
You just keep coming back.
She's living proof of that.
Just keep. Mm-hmm. Seussical, again, end of February, beginning of March. Information online, again, BooneCommunityTheater.org. That's an easy way to get your tickets online. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing sales going fast. So
yeah, I wouldn't bet on buying them at the door at this point because we can see how many have sold, and it's quite a few already. So we're getting a little antsy about having enough space for everybody.
But
we have a large cast,
yeah,
which leaves fewer seats. And so it's going to be a very intimate Seussical experience. But because we have a large and talented cast and a small theater, and this show has name recognition, and we're doing the birthday party and carnival with it, we don't expect the tickets to still be available at the door.
That would be. And really, remember, folks, you buy the ticket, you get the 5 for the carnival.
That's right. And if you want to buy more carnival tickets, you can buy more. And we have raffles that you can use the tickets on.
Yes.
Sure.
Janae's even donating a photo shoot
for
her studio.
Yeah, so definitely come for that.
Come for
that. That's the best prize.
Every performance, we have big plushies that we're raffling off.
Christopher wants the photo shoot. He's
I'm doing his daughter's wedding, so.
Is this thing on?
You might as well get the photo shoot,
get
right?
The photo shoot.
I did an Ingrid's photo shoot in December, so I mean.
You've been busy.
I know. So, yeah, it'd be great.
It is Seussical. It's going to be performed at Boone Community Theater again, end of February, into the beginning of March. Yep. A lot of performances, eight altogether. It's a party.
It is a party.
It's not only a production, it's a party. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.